exhausts and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy, all at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Thursday, March 12, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Ralph Rebant. He is a Republican candidate running for governor in the August 4th primary this year to be your next governor of the state of Michigan. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Randy. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, connected well. In this first 5 minute short segment, Ralph, I want the people to meet the man, Ralph Rebant. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? Give us all the details on your resume, your background.
All right, awesome. Hey, I grew up downriver, south of Detroit, about 20 miles in a farming community called Woodhaven. At the time, it is now overgrown because of the Ford Motor stamping plant. But I met my wife in seventh grade, actually. We started junior high together. We got engaged graduation night from high school, went off to college in Pennsylvania, had our first kid at 21. Right now, Randy, we have four grown kids, amazing spouses, and 21 grandkids.
Oh, congratulations. Good for you guys. So basically, the Rebant name is going to continue.
That's right.
That's for great. Sure. That's great. Man, started dating in seventh grade, and so not to tell us how old your wife is, but basically, how long have you guys been married?
In December, it'll be 50 years.
50, the big 50 in December.
Yes,
congratulations. That's great. Hey, Ralph, one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the short segment as part of your bio is what did you do after college? What have you been doing in your life, work, basically, ever since, you know, graduation from college and getting into the real world?
Well, after college, I went to grad school, which was known as Westminster Seminary. I got a theological degree and worked on a PhD in church history. And then we moved back to Michigan, and we started a church. We were in Farmington Hills for 35 years, planted three daughter churches. I was involved in planting churches all over the Midwest, from Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and even into Canada. So I was doing that in the church world, but also at the same time, Randy, I was working with Farmington Hills Police Department, the Michigan Chiefs of Police. I became a chaplain for the Beverly Hills Police Department as well on the east side of the state, And so it's my public service has been really, really extensive, not just law enforcement. I've been involved in crime prevention committees in Farmington Hills and other discussions statewide with the chiefs of police that have affected the citizens.
And this, of course, is what basically got you not so much completely out of the church, but this got you involved in public service and giving back to your communities.
That is exactly right. And all of those years of public service with law enforcement has netted them endorsing me, the Southeastern Chiefs, which I believe is the only chiefs organization in the state, and it's the largest. The Southeastern Chiefs have unanimously endorsed me for governor. They understand that principled servant leadership goes a lot farther to protect law enforcement and the people of the state than people who are trying to buy the office or being bought off by special interest groups.
Now, one thing that this leads to my next question, and we're going to go into a break here shortly, and I want you to think about this, but basically, you're in a situation, Ralph, where you had to make a conscious decision about running for governor. And I'm going to tee you up with that. We're going to take a short break. We're talking with Ralph Reband, candidate for governor, Republican primary, August 4th. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Stand by, Ralph.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two here on this Thursday. Staying through the break is Ralph Rebant. Excuse me. Ralph Rebant is on the line. And, Ralph, you're running for governor. And I asked Perry Johnson this question last week. I'm going to ask you. Why are you running for governor? Why do you want to do this? What happened that caused you to make this decision to run for governor of the state of Michigan?
Well, there were several things, Randy. Thank you for asking. And it makes me smile because you actually are one of the few that pronounced my last name correctly. Most people say Rebrant, Rembrandt, and it just makes me smile when somebody actually gets my name right. But the main reason I'm running is, you know, as I mentioned in the first section, I've been involved in public life. And I've watched politicians because I've been involved in public life. I've seen people that we elect, we send them to Lansing, and they do just the opposite of what they tell us during the election season. They tell us what we want to hear just to get elected, and then they do just the opposite. They become millionaires when they become politicians. And the problem is, no politician, no attorney, no businessman or woman who has gone to Lansing has fixed the state. The only thing they've done is run up our budget, put in more programs, because their mentality is, when there's a problem, government can fix it all. And so the way they deal with it, they say, hey, well, let's pass a law, whether it's an unfunded mandate or a law, we'll send it down the stream to the local communities, and then we wash our hands of it. Or we put more money into it because we think that's what solves the problems. And Randy, I think you've heard me say this, that over the last 60 years, the United States, Michigan is in this number as well, has spent over $22 trillion on social programs, and we have nothing to show for it. We have more suicide, more depression, more mental illness. Nobody's fixed it. That is almost the whole Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is almost half of the budget, and it's the most corrupt and it's the most ineffective in the budget. And if we can address that, and I will as a governor, I will address that. And one last thing, I spoke to a group of black pastors at a national convention in D.C. last fall, and I said, if people were to elect me as governor, I could fix this state with no money, because the problem isn't money. We keep throwing money at it, and we have nothing to show for it.
On that point, talking about money, and I hate to bring this up, but it is a component, Ralph, of running a successful campaign statewide. You ran in 2022. You know the cost. You know the amount of money it's going to take to win this primary, especially with Perry Johnson jumping in and, you know, all these other people raising all kinds of money. How is it going for your campaign to get donations, to raise money so that you're going to be able to compete to get your name and your message out there to the people of the state of Michigan statewide?
That's a very good question. And I have spoken with several PACs that are conservative, that are looking for someone who's going to support our values as conservatives. And one of them, actually both of them are in D.C., and one of them said, They were really, really interested in supporting us. And they said, Ralph, if we get behind you, we will give you probably $10 to $20 million in June. And I was blown away. But the reality is, this is a PAC that has supported other candidates, and they haven't delivered. And if you look at their records, the other candidates' records, they're complaining about the energy monopoly. You have to ask, why on earth did they not fix that? Why didn't they fix the energy monopoly, break it up when we had the governor's office, we had the House, we had the Senate? But now they're all in favor of breaking up the monopoly. I seriously doubt that they will break up the monopoly, because they've been funded by organizations that are supporting the failed system. But yes, to answer that question, we are working every angle we can. And not only will we have money, and we do have money right now, not only do we have that, but we have an amazing ground game that is just absolutely incredible. People who actually voted. I know, Randy, you know this, that Dick DeVos ran for governor. I think he spent, what, 50-some million dollars, and he lost. So money doesn't always win the game.
Got a text message. One of our listeners, Patriot Pat, downstate, sounds like our kind of guy. I'd like to know how he is going to be on holding those people accountable who've stolen elections in this state, primarily 2020 presidential. What's your position on election integrity? And if you become governor, working with the new attorney general, what will you do about holding those people accountable?
Well, I've already said that when I become governor, we will investigate Jocelyn Benson, number one. We're going to start with the most recent and work our way back. Because, as you know, without free and fair elections, we do not have a free country or America anymore. I was in Detroit in 2020, the day after the election. I saw the fraud when they were putting boxes on the windows. I saw all of that. And again, Randy, I'm just telling you, politicians will tell people what they want to hear. Two of the politicians that are on the Republican primary ballot right now were in the legislature, and they signed on to Ed McBroom's report that there was no fraud. There was nothing to see here. Now, of course, they're interested in election integrity because it's a popular thing. Well, I've been a part of election integrity from day one, and Michigan for Time Pure Integrity for Michigan Elections, Patrice Johnson, called me back in, I think it was September last year. They had gotten a candidate's pledge, and she said, "Ralph, we know that you're the one that would stand with us on this, and I want you to be the first to sign this candidate's pledge." I said, "Patrice, I haven't even announced that I'm running yet." She said, "It's okay. I want you to sign it, and if you do announce, we're going to post it." So the people who know it, and, you know, Pat Kolbeck knows me very, very well, and he knows that I'm standing for this very thing. So I'm strong on this, Randy, and it makes me frustrated to hear politicians who flip-flop on these issues. You know, they're just telling people what they want to hear in order to get elected to keep the failed system going.
Next question, listener up in the UP, very concerned about the cost of living, high taxes in the state. Some of your opponents are running on eliminating the state income tax. Another couple of your opponents are running on eliminating property taxes. Where are you at on those two issues?
I am in favor of eliminating property tax first. The reason why is that helps everybody. That puts money immediately in people's pockets. Whether you're a renter or whether you're a homeowner, that puts money back in your pocket. If you notice, the people that are running on eliminating income tax, you have to ask, who does that benefit the most? When you're a multimillionaire or you're earning a lot of money and your taxes on your house are $20,000 a year, but you're paying an income tax six times that, which one would you want to have eliminated? It sounds more of a personal policy issue than a public policy issue. So I'm going after what will help the public the most, the best, and first. I also have a plan, Randy, and my team is working on this right now to eliminate $5 billion from the budget. They've been talking about it. We've been looking line by line, and as governor, I have the opportunity to get rid of programs with a line item veto that are useless. Randy, one of the things that really disgusts me with politicians and Lansing is that they are not open and transparent. I have said that I will eliminate any department or personnel that signs non-disclosure agreements, that signs you can't attend their meetings, or they won't allow you to FOIA, or you can FOIA them and you get back 90% blacked out. Citizens deserve to know what is going on in Lansing, and that's why I'm running. I'm tired of the corruption. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of people telling me what I want to hear just to elect them, and I'm running because I want to bring back righteousness and integrity and transparency back to the governor's seat.
Very good. Well, personally, you know, cutting $5 billion, just a hair over 5% of the overall proposed budget. It doesn't go far enough, but it's a good start. But my question is, if you're favoring the more or less the Axe My Tax elimination program, you're wanting to put more money in people's pockets at a much more direct approach because, like you say, Ralph, property taxes affect everybody. People who own their homes, even renters, they pay property taxes to their landlords so the landlords can pay those property taxes. You're saying that this would really change the entire face of Michigan.
Absolutely. And when you think about how if let's say we eliminate, let's say the other guys who want to eliminate income tax, say that passes, how does that help the elderly couple who's on a fixed income? It doesn't. If their spouse dies, they lose their house. They can't afford it because property taxes keep going up every year. And it's primarily because of unfunded mandates from Lansing. Lansing makes a rule, as I said earlier, they send it down to the cities, townships, and villages. And then the cities, townships, and villages, councils, and you know, supervisors, they sit and look at each other. How do we make up for this? We have to do this mandate. So the only other option they have is to raise property taxes.
It's
criminal.
Now, one last issue real quick before we let you go. Education. It's broken. We're 44th in the country. As the next governor, what's your plan to fix education in Michigan?
We have, as you know, a mess in our educational system. And over the last 3 years, Randy, I think you know I've been going around presenting America's Christian heritage to churches and Republican parties and prepper groups, whatever. And the reality is, on this issue of education, as I've been going around the state, I've asked people, what are your hindrances to teaching? And they will tell me, there's indoctrination. We have issues in the classroom with obedience. We don't have enough helpers. The classrooms are too big. And so there are a lot of issues, underlying issues, that nobody's really talking about. They're just saying, well, let's throw a phonics book that happened in Mississippi or a phonics book from wherever. Yeah, you can throw books at people, but if you don't deal with the underlying causes for all this, the teachers are telling me they don't have enough time to just teach the basics. So my approach on this is deal with the issues that teachers are facing and then make sure that they're going back to the very simple things of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Those are the most basic. And I want to make sure that when a senior graduates from a Michigan public school, actually I would even install this in, encourage, I can't tell people in the private schools or Christian schools to do this, but I think they would buy it, that each person that graduates from a school needs to be able to pass the citizens exam that a alien coming into America would want to become a citizen. It's very simple. It's only like 10 questions, but I'm not even sure that our graduates from high school could answer those questions. So it's going to be a total overhaul, Randy. I've stated before that we need to dismantle the public education system and restart it with parental involvement to get rid of all the indoctrination, the DEI, remove that, and all the stuff that's really not allowing students to learn. We have to get away from that. And then I've one of my key things is having internships and apprenticeships in the high school level, bringing in shop classes, because people, not everybody needs to go to college and rack up a $200,000 bill when they get out. In fact, sure. I would discourage that from anyone.
Right.
It's just keeping the system, you know, again, a failed system working. We need to come at it with a fresh approach. And I'm really the outsider to do that. And I've been watching this. You asked me at the beginning, why am I running? Because I'm tired of the failed tries. We need to stop the failed system, reboot, and go strong.
Ralph, what is your campaign's website for people if they want to learn more?
It is Rebant.com.